Job 4, When Wisdom Wounds. The 7 days of holy silence break. Eliphaz the Temanite, hailing from a region famed for sages, Jeremiah 49:7, opens with courtesy, then assumes a moral calculus. As I have seen, those who plough evil and those who sow trouble reap it. Job 4:8, New International Version. He recounts a midnight encounter. A word was stealthily brought to me. 4:12, New International Version. The Hebrew Yigenev was stolen suggests a whisper smuggled into his soul, mysterious, impressive, and used to underwrite his point. Can a mortal be more righteous than God? 4:17, New International Version. Eliphaz is not a heretic, he is half right. God is pure, humans are dust, houses of clay, that crumble like mud brick walls after a storm, an image vivid in the ancient Near East. But half-truths can harm. Wisdom's sow and reap is a pattern, not an iron law. Compare Proverbs 22:8 with Ecclesiastes 7:15. Gregory the Great warned that Eliphaz speaks cold orthodoxy, and Calvin noted his misapplication of a true doctrine. The fearful vision carries weight, yet private experience must be tested, not weaponized. 1 Thessalonians 5:20-21. The wider canon corrects Eliphaz. Jesus rejects the reflex that suffering equals secret sin, John 9:13, Luke 13:15. Job anticipates the righteous sufferer whose innocence deepens the mystery rather than solves it. Today, resist the urge to explain your friend's pain. Let lament stand, yesterday's lesson, and wait for God's voice. Hold truths gently. Timing and tenderness belong to wisdom. Suggested cross-references. Psalm 103:13, 14. Galatians 6, 7, Reader's Tendency, Not Law. James 5:11, Obadiah 8. Hymn, Whate'er my God ordains is right. Neander. Prayer, Holy God, keep me from proud certainties. Teach me to carry truth with mercy, to listen longer than I speak, and to trust you when the calculus fails. Amen.